That's Oscar Peterson playing the piano, one of the world's great jazz pianists, the man Duke Ellington called the Maharaja of the piano. Peterson has died. He became a jazz star while he was still a teenager in Canada, and over the course of 7 decades, he played with some of the biggest names in music. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
Here's how good Oscar Peterson was. Supposedly, he once leaned over while performing and lit a cigarette for a lady in the front row with his right hand. His left hand never missed a beat. Peterson first learned his sparklingly precise style at the church he grew up next to in Montreal. He started on the trumpet at age 5, but he soon switched to piano. By the time he was a teenager, Oscar Peterson had his own radio show.
Oh, now hang on to your seats, folks. Here's Oscar Peterson with his version of Chinatown.
Oscar Peterson told the CBC that he came from a musical family headed by a father born in the Virgin Islands.
The interesting part about my dad is that he became a musician because of being a sailor. From what I understand, he was a bosun on a ship, and he bought himself some kind of a little organ. I never did find out exactly what kind.
Peterson's dad would ship out and give each of his kids musical assignments they were expected to have completed by the time he got back. When Peterson was a young man, a jazz impresario named Norman Granz convinced Peterson to leave Canada, which he didn't want to do, and play at Carnegie Hall. Granz told NPR in 1999 that he didn't want to deal with immigration or unions, so he just slipped him on.
I simply said, at the right time, I'm going to announce that I have a surprise for the public.
This is what Oscar Peterson's Carnegie Hall debut sounded like.
Came out and absolutely destroyed everyone.
Peterson destroyed Marion McPartland shortly after she came to the U.S. in the late 1940s. Like everyone else, she was impressed by Peterson's musicality.
Well, it was his incredible technique and feeling of swing. I mean, he could swing everybody under the table.
Oscar Peterson had a stroke in 1993 that affected his left hand but not his right. That's the one he used for lighting cigarettes for ladies while he played. At his peak, Oscar Peterson sounded like he had 10 fingers on each hand. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.